popped up on a screen? Is it because they're relying upon stories now? The absence of the authority of the Word of God and the taking away of it from the life of the people, to me, is an extraordinary sign that we are indeed coming toward the end of the age.
No, I agree, and that's why, you know, to be a mature believer, you have to have time in the Bible. You know, we have to spend time studying and learning the Scripture. You can never get discernment if you're not regularly exposed to the Bible, and it's not happening in churches. So we have a lot of people with no discernment, and they get sucked into all kinds of things, and I'm hoping my book can maybe help raise the level of discernment a little bit on this issue.
Well, I think you've done that, and I appreciate what you've done, Mark. Thoroughly enjoyed our conversation together today. I trust our listeners have as well. Friend, get your copy of his book, 2012, The Bible and the End of the World. Your gift of $13 to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. This is serious business. We need your support. We had to pull off of one major station. Had a call last night lamenting that. It's just unfortunate. If you want us to stay on your station, please send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station are listening to. They're my views, and, well, this evening, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana. And certainly we're looking forward to having Carol with us right now. So without further ado, Carol Matriciana, we'll have her right on here. We're going to be talking about Halloween. And, of course, Halloween is a special holiday, probably. Second to Christmas, there's no more popular holiday where people spend more money and they get dressed up with all sorts of... costumes and revelry and preparation for the wonderful time of Halloween. The only question is, should we be celebrating Halloween? Well, Carol has certainly analyzed this. She's put together a DVD called Halloween Trick or Treat, and I'm going to ask Carol to tell us what she found as she studied the background of what I consider the devil's holiday. What is a Christian nation? Why are churches, why are schools celebrating a satanic holiday when you can't mention the name of God or Jesus Christ or have the Ten Commandments in our schools? Good evening, Carol.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. What an honor to be on your show again, and thank you for inviting me to be your guest and to talk about this incredible time of year being paid in taxpayers' money coming into the schools, as you say, when Christmas can't be celebrated, certainly Halloween is. And it's amazing. I was amazed a few years ago when it was introduced into, when witchcraft was introduced into the classroom by teachers being able to read out the Harry Potter books aloud in the classroom. And, of course, Harry Potter is a young witch, and book number one came out about... 10 years ago, J.K. Rowling said that it took 7 years to make the perfect wizard, and so she wrote 7 books about Harry Potter. And the first one, chapter one, book number one, introduced us to Harry during Halloween week. So immediately we see the importance of this festival of death, this festival of Samhain, the Samhain, as he's sometimes pronounced, is the god of death, and was a central feature of Celtic civilization several hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born. The Celtic civilization spread its bloody conquest throughout the British Isles, throughout Scandinavia, throughout Europe, and all the way to Asia Minor. And the priests who headed up the Celtic civilization were called Druids. And the Druids are at the heart of this time of divination and sorcery, this time that is celebrated as the end of the pagan year, the beginning of the new year, the end of the season when the leaves are dropping off trees, when the sun, the power of the sun is dwindling. This is known as the harvest time and the end of the year. So, you know, even when Christians say, well, we don't celebrate Halloween or Samhain, we're just celebrating a harvest festival and doing the house up in harvest decorations, it is still the pagan celebration of the end of the pagan year.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Carol Matriciana. Go right ahead, Carol.
Well, we were explaining this time of year, October, the month of October, which is seen as the end of the pagan year, at which time the Druids celebrated to their god of death, related to the sun god as well, Samhain. And at this time of year, what they felt was the most powerful sacrifice and ritual to the god of death was human sacrifice. So there was the slaughtering of not only human beings but animals as well, done at this time of year. And in fact, your listeners can research this through Julius Caesar's memoirs, where when the Roman civilization dominated Britain and the Roman conquest came in about 300 years before Christ, Julius Caesar saw this huge 100-foot-tall wicker man made of twigs and tree limbs containing hundreds of screaming human beings that were being offered as a human sacrifice, burnt alive to the god Samhain, Samhain. And Julius Caesar wrote that this barbaric event, so even the Roman conqueror could see that this was totally depraved and barbaric, and they put an end to this. But even as the centuries passed and the Druids under the Roman domination declined somewhat in numbers and power, the common people still continued to entertain and be involved in these pagan practices that were absolutely entwined in the very fabric of Celtic life.
Hold that.
And I'm not saying that they were involved in such outright open human sacrifice. The idea of animal and blood sacrifice was continued and does continue to this day.
Go right ahead.
So here we see, Wiccans, witches, and pagans might say they're not involved in human sacrifice, but certainly Satanists will admit that they are involved in ritual killing. We made a movie called Satan Worship, The Rise of Satan Worship, where we interviewed Satanists and practicing Satanists who, in fact, admitted to being involved in blood sacrifice. Dr. Stan.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, it's, Carol's just talking about Halloween, and this is a high holy day for certainly the witches, for the Satanists, and certainly the witches will tell you, well, we're not Luciferians, we're not Satanists. In fact, I had one witch send me an email one time, and she was incensed because I'd been on a national television program talking about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, about Satanists, about witchcraft, and she said, well, we certainly aren't, nothing evil about witchcraft. Why, they're the black witches, but we practice white witchcraft. In fact, the reason that we have our ceremonies and that we have our rituals and we conjure up our spells is so that we can contact the beings from the other dimension, but certainly we're not into anything out of the occult nature. All they want to do is contact the beings from the other dimension, and I'm sure she is very, very sincere. She doesn't understand that these beings from the other dimension are demonic beings. Go right ahead, Carol.
Exactly. And I think also, of course, the everyday witch and practicing witches today do want to be separated from satanic rituals and healing and blood sacrifice, and I understand that because they do not understand that the source of white and black magic is the very same source that Satanists use, that all pagans use. And just to help your listeners understand, paganism is the greater umbrella, if you will, that covers nature worshippers, those that are involved in all sorts of different denominations of witchcraft, some that are individuals that have their own covens, some that belong to the Alexandrian school or the Guardian school. There are all sorts of different denominations of witchcraft. And then under paganism as well is Satan worshipping and satanic, those that are Satanists. Now, many witches and pagans will say they don't believe in Satan. So, you know, they want to be separated from druids, who also say today, and they said that in our movie when we produced a movie called Halloween Trick or Treat, and the druids wanted to certainly separate themselves from their ancestors, as they called them, that may have been involved in human sacrifice, and they want to say that they no longer are involved in that today. So, you know, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying that all druids and all Satanists are involved in these things, but certainly hundreds of years before Julius Caesar conquered Britain, this is what the Druids were involved in, and Julius Caesar writes it in his memoirs. And yes, the barbaric killing of human sacrifices in the open was stopped. The idea of humans being sacrificed on by fire is what gives the word bonfire, bone fires, today's bonfire is derived from the idea of these fires settling into bone fires the next morning where human bones were smoldering across the British Isles. So, and a lot of the traditions that the Druids started in those early days, hundreds of years before Christ, and actually continued on for several centuries after Christ, the idea of trick-or-treating is that the druids, these priests, would go from door to door and invite the homeowners, the dwellers of these homes, to appease Samhain, the god of death, by either giving some animal sacrifices or animals to them that they could sacrifice, or a human being from the home that they could sacrifice, or foods or money, or whatever the druids wanted. And if the homeowner gave the druids what they wanted, then they would bless them with some treats and blessings. And if they didn't, then they would hex them with curses and tricks. So this is where we get the today's idea of trick-or-treating. And, you know, even dressing up in costumes is what the druids would do as they killed and slaughtered certain animals. They would take the power from the animal, the spirit of the animal that they perceived to be in the skin of the animal, and cover themselves in this costume. And indeed in Africa and many places today where voodoo is practiced, the shamans and even Native American shamans, etc., would cover themselves in certain animal skins and feathers and all that because they believe that the power of the animal that they're dressing up in is what gives them the power. The spirit of the animals will give them the power that they want in order to be able to be involved in divining or sorcery and divination and magic. So some of these traditions that we've got passed down today, I don't think Christians even understand the pagan roots, and so they sort of holiday away and are being entertained, thinking, well, they're not practicing any of these things. They're just involved in the white side of the holiday, and, you know, the cultural side is what they've absorbed. But certainly the roots of these things are very ominous. A lot of times I'm told, people say to me, well, all we do is just put a pumpkin outside our front door and there's nothing wrong with that. Well, the idea of the pumpkin, again, came from the idea of the Druidic priests who, when they went from home to home, they'd put a spirit guide would lead them, and they'd put the spirit inside a carved-out turnip. And usually, the turnip, the light inside the turnip, was could have been from human sacrifice. The fat and the wax of human or animal sacrifice is what lit the insides of the turnip. And the spirit from the ritual would be invited to go inside the turnip and would lead the druid from house to house. Well, several centuries later, in the 18th, 19th century, only a couple of hundred years ago, when the Celtic immigrants came to the New World, to America, they found that this wonderful large pumpkin was much easier to carve out than the hard turnip. So they, in carving out the inside of the pumpkin, they would invite Jack or Jock, the name of the spirit, to come inside the pumpkin and put that outside their homes, as those had done hundreds of years before them, to show the druidic priests that, and the spirit world, that, you know, they'd done their appeasing, they'd done their rituals, and to leave them alone, not to hex them or torment them. And so here we get the name Jack-o'-lantern, Jock of the Lantern, or Jack of the Lantern, the spirit of the lantern, being inside the pumpkin. All sorts of interesting little games that were associated with divination on this night of seeing the end, the old year be taken out before the new year was brought in. There'd be apple dunking, and, you know, the peeling of the apple to see if you could keep the peel as long as you could make it, and then throw the peel over your shoulder, and as it twirled, it would form into a spirit being. This is what was believed, that, you know, and then one would know who one was going to marry or how much money they were going to be given in the next year. But all of this, Dr. Stan, was part of bringing in, invoking the spirits, these energies that were believed to be greater than the practitioner, and asking this spirit world to come in and give the practitioner knowledge and light and truth and prosperity and love for the next year. So all of these were various different ceremonies to invoke. Sometimes they were called ancestors, sometimes they were called the spirits of the long gone, the spirits of the dead. But clearly the Bible calls any of this tinkering with the spiritual world. These are demons and spirits that we're told not to be in touch with and not to communicate with.
And I think that most people you know, today, certainly above beliefs in these spirit beings, and yet, of course, our ancestors understood they were really very real. And so this is why in the scriptures we're told to avoid the sorcerers and the diviners and the fortune tellers and the mediums, because there is another dimension. You can tap into the dimension, and certainly if you value your eternal soul, you'll avoid it like the plague. And fortunately, why, of course, the people get into witchcraft, have repudiated the actually teachings of the Bible. They realize there's another force there. They want to tap into it, and tapping into that supernatural force can give them supernatural power. I think that's really why so many people today are intrigued by Dan Brown's latest book, The Lost Symbol, because, of course, he talks about Masonry not as a secret society, but as a society with secrets, as if somehow that makes a lot of difference. And he talks about a society that's a noetic society. In fact, the heroine, her name is it's Kathleen Solomon, Catherine Solomon, and she has this institute, this noetic institute, where through the power of her mind, she is able to manipulate matter. And Dan Brown, of course, refers to this openly in his book. Fascinating, there's a force out there you can tap into. But when Matt Lauer asked Dan Brown, what is this force? I mean, how would you, what is this? And Dan Brown says, oh, I don't know what it is. Of course he knows, because, of course, he opens the book by quoting Manly P. Hall, who was a leading occult philosopher of modern times. In fact, he opens his book, The Lost Symbol, with a quotation from Manly P. Hall. And not one person in a thousand would have any idea what he's talking about. Well, Carol, you can just go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, there's several
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For parents to say to their children, you can't do what all the other children is doing, you know. They're all dressing up, going out trick-and-treating, and we don't do that in our home. Somehow we're different, and all the other kids are out having fun, and you're a killjoy. And yet, of course, we need for our children to be brought up in the ways of the Lord. We need for them to understand the spiritual battle that permeates every aspect of society today, especially as America turns away from being a Christian nation to a pagan nation. At one time, when I was growing up, while we had our Christian teaching in school, we had our nativity scenes in school, we had a Christmas holiday celebration, our Easter celebration, yes, and we had Halloween celebration. But now, of course, we've excluded any mention of things wholesome and worthwhile. And it's all about paganism, all about the dark side. Our schools, of course, teach death education and suicide education and the fact that evolution is a fact. And you cannot mention creation or God in our schools. And then we wonder why America is changing. And it's changing because we've let it happen, and the church has let it happen. And the ministers don't have the courage to speak out and say, don't you realize that the Satanists are in total control of our educational system today, and we're not going to send our kids to public schools because we love them. But go right ahead, Carol.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is a dilemma that parents are faced because they want to let their children participate, and yet, you know, so they try and clean up what is basically, something that is a destruction. I mean, God hates and forbids all forms of paganism. It honors false gods, it's honoring nature, it's honoring communication with the dead, but we dress it all up. And when we do this, I wonder if parents really understand what they're doing is confusing the children. It's not a clear picture. I mean, we have been told to be separate, and so what we've got to do is separate ourselves. I remember interviewing Doreen Irvine, who was once the ruling witch of Western Europe on the British Isles, and she was the mistress of the High Priest of Satanism in England. And after she converted and became a Christian, we interviewed her for our film, and she said, you know, if Christian parents had any idea of what Halloween really is, they wouldn't even mention the word around children. They wouldn't compromise it. And here is somebody who understood the heart of witchcraft, Satanism, paganism. And, we interviewed other people that were involved in satanic rituals and murder and killing during this time. And there are We have to let our children know that this is a very dangerous holiday, and we can't just dress it up and clean it up and give them mixed messages. Hundreds of children disappear at this time of year. It's a night of dread and sheer cruelty to animals. I remember at the time we made the movie that we interviewed people working in animal shelters and pet shops that said that they would not sell black cats. During this time, there were a lot of requests for black cats in these animal shelters. And after the Halloween week, they'd find mutilated, tormented, just horribly mutilated animals that were brought to them half alive. I remember once some farmers calling us up, actually two different stories of them talking about animals that had been mutilated on their acreage during this particular week of Halloween, week of October. You know, I wonder if people can really connect the dots and see how much damage is done during this time. I mean, we learn of property damage and buildings are set on fire. In some communities, more police are brought out to stop the outlawing activities, you know, during Halloween. And we've just got to understand, just by looking at the stores and seeing the paraphernalia that is in our stores at Halloween time, of ghosts, of skeletons, of witches riding on broomsticks, all of this is connected to the God of death. And if we as Christians say that we stand up for a God that died for us so that we could live, why would we go backwards to celebrate this holiday that commemorates death and darkness?
You're absolutely right, but we're going to have to just take a break here. But give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here. We've got Paul calling from Oklahoma. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Thank you for having this guest on tonight.
Well, this is why we're here. With Halloween coming up, we have to sound the warning. Our job, we're to be the watchman on the wall, so I'm glad you're enjoying the program, Paul.
Well, I have a four-year-old, and, you know, we go to the library a lot. And, you know, this whole month, last year it was the same thing, too. Last year we used to walk around a lot, and we still do walk around a lot. And he saw the displays and everything. He first started asking about it last year. And, you know, it's still like, now if you go to the library, all the books that are displayed in the children's section are all about Halloween. And he's asking about Halloween, and the neighbor kids and the children that go to public school, they're talking about candy. And he's asking about, you know, costumes and everything. And he said, he's asked me point blank, did God say we could do Halloween, you know? And it's hard when the rest of society is celebrating evil as good.
Very, very hard, Paul. And my heart goes out to you as a kid. I remember when my two boys were discovering these things as well. And then as they got older, the pressure was more and more on us as... you know, we tried to explain, but I think the thing that children are so incredible at is that if we let them understand that there is a huge satanic battle, there's a battle in the heavenlies, and I would always, you know, try and educate my kids as to the fallen angels, the job of the fallen angels, that their job is to tempt us and make us want something that God doesn't want us to have. And the kids were really good in the sense that they really understood it. And what I tried to do is give them a heart for the children that didn't know God, and to say, you know, what we should be doing is praying for your friends and schools and children that we see around that don't know the Lord and that don't want to please God. But you're right, Paul. It's a tremendous struggle. It's a huge challenge for us as parents. You know,
you also might want to think about here recently, it was about last year, I think it was, where they were having the Twilight movie, and all the teenagers, especially the girls, because they showed, you know, cute teenage guys. All the teenage girls were in love with vampires who kill people who are evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Paul on the line calling from Oklahoma and simply just saying how concerned he is about his four-year-old child who is beginning to inquire about Halloween and, you know, why are we celebrating Halloween, you know, like all the other kids? And this is the dilemma the parent has. And parents have to be parents. God gave children to their parents, not to society. And certainly the last thing you want to do is do what everybody else is doing. Look at our society today. This is what attracts some people to the Muslim faith. At least they have standards, and we may not like a lot of those standards, but they say that certain things are wrong. They say that certain things are right. We equivocate because it's the easiest thing to do, and we don't want to offend our children. Well, maybe we ought to be more worried about offending God. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But before we go on, Carol, I want you to get your telephone number out. Of course, I tell people, don't call until the end of the program, because the number that's there is it's the one that Carol's talking on. But how can you get to Carol's website? How can you get her excellent DVDs and other items she has, and or her, this DVD on Halloween? And she's got all sorts of other wonderful DVDs and books ready that will take you in an understanding of the spiritual battle that's being waged today that most people have no idea about and have no idea how to deal with. So our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Carol, once you get the information out on your ministry.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Your listeners can go to www.caryl. It's the spelling of my name, CARYLTV.com. Seven letters, CARYLTV.com. And after the show, if they'd like to call, it's 951-301-1101, but not to call till after the show, because as you said, Dr. Stan, we're on this line. So.
And one more time, you always repeat the number twice.
951-301-1101. And the web page is caryl, CARYLTV.com. And we've got many titles on this particular supernatural issue. We've got Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, which explains the whole angelic realm of God making the angels and a third of them rebelling against him, being led by Lucifer. And Jesus said that he saw Satan fall like lightning when he got kicked out of heaven, so to speak. But of course now he roams here on earth to deceive children and humans, and to keep us all away from the Lord, and pressures us and deceives us. And so this film, Supernatural Powers, explains it from a biblical point of view. And then there's also a half-hour bonus program, a TV special I did called Witchcraft Spell, where actual practicing witches were interviewed, and a former witch explaining what Halloween and witchcraft is all about. And then we made the Harry Potter film to show how witchcraft has been made child-friendly and is in the schoolrooms now. And here, of course, book number one talked about the one of the dark art teachers, the teacher of the dark art, sucking blood, animal blood. And now 10 years later, we've got the Twilight series on vampirism. And as Paul from Oklahoma talked about it, that, you know, these young teenagers are falling for this. It's all seductive and on the youth and targeting the youth. And the Red Cross recently was surprised at how many teenagers were giving their blood at schools at these blood drives when blood is the focus and sucking blood is the focus. I mean, it is so sick and it's so devastatingly diabolical. But here next week we've got the next Twilight film coming out, and already teenagers are being attracted to this, just as they were to the Harry Potter series, which got them first of all involved in a little bit of witchcraft, and then as Harry became 12 in the second book and 13 in the third book, 14, etc., etc., up to the seventh book, which J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter book, said it would take 7 years to make a perfect wizard. And here we have children already now moving from the young years of being introduced into witchcraft now into vampirism. So, you know, we watch as the entertainment industry feeds this frenzy of supernatural powers into our teenagers. And then, of course, the corporate world merging Halloween and Christmas together, so that we've got this sort of Hallow Christmas season that barely, you know, it's all become one great marketing ploy. And you know, not only do animal shelters warn us about animals getting mutilated and hurt during this time, but also hospitals are warning that to take precautions on, you know, during these holidays, because all sorts of dangerous things do happen and do take place. So it is a time of dread and fear and yet fascination, as children are being seduced into it through candy and dressing up. I mean, how diabolical is it to get children lured into the supernatural through candy and dressing up in costumes? And yet, you know, before they know what's happened, there's a little Ouija board game here, a little Bloody Mary game there, and looking in the mirror, and before you know it, you've got kids that have become introduced and addicted to the dark side.
And I think people need to understand that a Ouija board is just not a foolish little game. Ouija boards are used to contact the spirits from the other dimension. I had Walter Martin's daughter as a guest. She'd written a book on the kingdom of the cult. I think that was the title of it. Her dad had written a book on kingdom of the cult. She wrote kingdom of the occult, and she was talking about how as a child she had played with the Ouija board. And now the Ouija board, of course, it pretty soon moving itself, giving it messages, flirting with the girls. And finally she said, "Are you a demonic spirit?" And it said no. And she asked a second or third time. And finally, suddenly the board just flipped out and fell. The spirit said, "Yes, I am." And she commanded it to leave. And, of course, it left. But scared her to death, because it was a long time before she told her dad that she'd been working with the Ouija board. I know my wife at one time, when she was young, somebody had asked her to work with Ouija board, and she talked about how this little whatever you used to move around, it moved itself. You'd put your hands on it, two people would, it would move itself, and it would give you messages. This is not imaginary. And we need to warn our children of the danger of what's going on. Well, let's go to Sandy, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Sandy, and again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Sandy, have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment, Dr. Stan. Some years ago, I saw on the Geraldo show, I saw Anton LaVey. He was being interviewed, and he said that Halloween was the highest satanic holiday of the year, and then he said they sacrificed babies, and things that he said after that, what they do, bothered me psychologically for a while, and God, you know, removed it from me so I could be okay, but it was absolutely horrendous.
It is absolute. You're right, Sandy. When we made the film Halloween Trick or Treat and Satan Worship, we interviewed a former Satanist, and his stories were just so shocking and so repulsive.
Yes.
I mean, I actually to this day can't get out a lot of the interviews and the details, you know.
Yes.
The joy of filmmaking, I have to tell you, is to be able to get this information and pass it on to brothers and sisters and help others become educated. But some of
yes.
the insights into these things are just, you know, almost too much. It's just, it's
yes.
awful. And then when people, parents say to me, you know, why do you do this and why are you such a party pooper and why do you stop, you know, this information on Halloween or Harry Potter or whatever, it's like, it's because I love people and I have a heart for people and don't want them to get involved in some of the horrible stories I have heard
yes,
in the
I
making
do too. I agree.
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to get the word out. Christians just have no idea. They don't have a clue.
Well, that's our job, Sandy. It's our yes. job is to get a good guest to you like Carol, and your job is to get other people to understand. These are not imaginary things. These are not things to be fascinated about. We are
right.
involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And if the Christians don't understand, they, of course, many of them are going to lose their souls. They think that they have nothing to fear, but we have a great deal to fear because Satan is out there like a hungry lion in search of Christians who have a chink in their armor that they should put on to protect them every day. And you open that armor, he's going to be able to defeat you.
Thanks for your encouragement, Sandy. I think one of the most awful things is when Christians say, you know, well, or I don't take Halloween or Harry Potter seriously, or my kid's been reading Harry Potter and they haven't become a witch. But what people don't understand is if we allow our children to get involved in the white side, let's say, or dressing up, or even participating in
yes.
a holiday, but just cleaning it all up and Christianizing it,
uh-huh.
spirits love all that. The spirits don't mind if we Christianize these pagan festivals and
right.
you know, give it different names. But the Lord says in 1 Thessalonians 5:2, the scriptures tell us that we've got to abstain from all appearance of evil.
Of evil.
So, you know, there is no middle ground in this thing.
Oh, there isn't.
Oh, so.
All right, fine. Well, thank
you. Devil both. It's got to be either or.
Amen
mm-hmm.
to that. God bless you, Sandy.
Thanks
so much for calling.
And
get those rest of the people up there in Yakima listening. And let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara from Santa Cruz.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thank
Carol.
You.
Carol, I'm just so glad you have Carol on talking about this. But because, you know, you may think that some of these things are just, you know, fun and, you know, having a good time, but unfortunately, they are real. And I can remember before I became a Christian, one of the nurses that I worked with decided that she was going to deal with the tarot cards. And she started into this, and I can remember going over, I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I remember going over there, and she was going through, you know, flipping over the tarot cards and saying what they meant. And about the second or third time that she did this and the things kept coming true that she was talking about, and I thought, you know, that's it. I'm out of here. Because I just knew I just did not want to deal with this at all. But people, you know, think this is just, can be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it's not fun.
See? Well, you see, the thing is, it is in a sort of way, it's fun and enticing for children to start in these things. I remember meeting a young girl that had read Harry Potter one or two times, and she said she couldn't put the book down, and she absolutely loved it, and she was reading it a third, fourth time, and she couldn't wait for the next one to come out. And I said, You know, have you ever thought about that there's an addiction here? Why do you think it's fun? And she said, well, I love learning about the characters and I love seeing how it works. I said, have you thought this through, what you love about the characters? Well, of course, you know, she was learning more about the magical arts and learning more about these things. She was actually a pastor's daughter. And I said to her, have you thought through what God thinks about this and what, you know, whether, I mean, when we talked about through witchcraft and that God says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And she could not connect the two. And then she, even when we explained it and it went on and I started talking through the feelings she was having, and she said, no, she, in the end, after about an hour or so, Barbara, she said she didn't want to give it up and she couldn't give it up because the feeling was so good. And that's what I thought was the greatest tragedy. I tried to keep in touch with her the following year. She told me that she had read the next books and that she loved them. And by this time, her faith was really being compromised and she didn't see anything wrong with it. Well, you know, she said she hadn't become a witch. And I said, but do you think, because some of the things, the characteristics of Harry Potter is that he cheats and he lies and he gets rewarded for doing bad. And she said, yes, she could see that, but it didn't matter. And so slowly I watched where paganism has these values of relative truth, relativity, subjectivity, you know, and yet, whereas the God of the Bible is absolute, there is absolute truth, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But slowly what happens is these people's worldview changes and they start justifying what they're doing. And if they won't stop it, then they get tipped over to the other side where they call good evil and evil good. And it's very insidious.
No, it is. And it's very intriguing as well. Because, you know, you just kind of want to see what it's going to say the next. But, you know, it was my experience. I just said, you know, this, I don't think this is, and even as not being a Christian at the time, I just said, you know, I don't think this is what God wants.
Yeah.
You know, for me to know tomorrow, you know, and what's going to happen. I just backed off from it.
No, I'm glad you
said it, experiences about it. And had the experiences with that, with the tarot cards and with the Ouija board, to know enough that they work, but they don't work for good.
Yes, exactly.
And so thank you, Carol, so much for everything you're doing and the information you're getting out.
Thank you for your encouragement, Barbara.
And of course, the thing is that it takes a lot out of you dealing with this sort of thing.
Well,
we've got to do it, and I applaud Carol for doing it, and I hope you will as well. One more time, your telephone number?
It's 951-301-1101. 951-301-1101.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to
remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Your listeners want to see Halloween Trick or Treat, just go to www.carryltv.com or give us a call, 951-301-1101.
And let me recommend her Supernatural Powers DVD. She's got a couple of other on going into the supernatural. And give her a call, get them, and send me her book out. Out of India. Well worthwhile reading. We do carry that, but you get it from Carol just as well. Good night, Carol. God bless you.
Good night, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Carol Matriciana, certainly another of our favorite guests. We're just so lucky to have people like Carol. Well, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day, and then our weekend program on 33 stations, trying to educate people. We have an amazing network, and with your help and the help of others who agree, why we'll be able to maintain it, and who knows, one of these days I'd love to expand it, but not until, of course, we're on sound footing, and believe me, current economic crisis has hit many of our supporters who are pretty had to withdraw their support because, of course, they've lost their jobs. They've certainly had tremendous personal tragedies. And all I can do is tell you things are going to get worse. And yet at this time in history, more than ever before, we need to get the truth out. Now, one of the best ways I know to convince people that what we're talking about is true is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we're offering them by the case now at a ridiculous, low price, low cost. We do this every couple of years. When it's time for a reprinting, and of course we can get people to help us, and you can get ordinarily a book which at the current time markets for $12.95. You can get 60 of the books for a suggested gift of $149.95. $149.95, that's $250 a book, plus, of course, the cost of shipping of the case. That you won't get the case until we have the printing done, but I'm pleased to report that more and more people are beginning to order the cases. And I think hopefully in a few weeks why we'll have our subscriptions filled, and then when that's it, why we're not going to make the offer again until the books are all gone. And of course we have Tom Horn has actually printed the book. I gave him our blessing to print the book through his publishing house, Anomalous Publishing, and he's got this into all sorts of major ministries and being featured there, ministries I could never reach on my own. And we appreciate Tom getting this book out. And the more people who will read it, the more people will understand the true nature of the battle we're engaged in. Because this has nothing to do with Republicans and Democrats. Has nothing to do with right and left. Has nothing to do with communism and anti-communism, or with the conservative and liberal. It has everything to do with the other dimension, and the spirits from the other dimension, and the beings from the other dimension, and the dark forces which are luring mankind to its destruction. Well, again, if you'd like to get more information, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 9 hours a day on our satellite, or listen to the archives, or listen to the live programs, or listen to the MP3 or the blog. And they're all there, and they're all free. You can watch a lot of our videos that are posted there, a lot of our links to YouTube programs, which are important. And then, of course, read our newsletters. Read the newsletters and copy them and disseminate them. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, once again, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, who's been with us on this hour before. And Lindsay has told us about his experience of Mr. X, who had told him the things that are going to happen over the next 2 years. In fact, of course, what Lindsay says, and I believe, that we are going to have an economic collapse. Now, when we talked to Lindsay in the middle of last year, he told us the economic collapse would be coming, and he told us the price of oil was going to fall dramatically from $144 a barrel at the time we talked, down to $50 a barrel. It actually went down to $30. It's come back. It's hovering between $70 and $80 a barrel now. But they talked at that time about the economic collapse that was coming, and certainly what was going to happen to Dubai, the Arab country that would become like a ghost town, and the Arab countries are going to become bankrupted, and of course the great new oil discoveries that there would be, and so many things that have come to pass. About the only thing that he suggested at the time was that John McCain would be the next president. Obama is in. But apparently, at least according to Lindsay, why the man he talked to said, well, McCain was still their choice, and of course Obama was doing some things that they weren't too happy with. And of course, we'll just have to wait and see how things play out. But of course, the picture that Lindsay painted when he talked to after talking to the man recently is indeed a bleak one. So I'm going to let Lindsay pick up the story. And Lindsay, you've already talked to this audience once, so you can review of what you've learned, and then any other items which you think are important for them to understand and to know about and to watch for during the coming weeks and months.
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, I'd like to thank you for the privilege of you allowing me to be on your show tonight, because I would not be able to tell what I have heard from these people were it not for a talk show host like you. You have been out there over the years as truly a solid rock, and you have stayed with it. You have told the people the truth. Your newsletter has given it year after year. And I am just so privileged tonight to be back with you on this show again. So I'll try my best, if I can, to express just where we are. In fact, you know, I'm sitting here watching day after day. These things take place also. I suggested to the radio audience last week, I said, write these things down, and over the next 2 years' time, watch. Week after week, month after month, watch them take place. Just put this list up beside your calendar and then watch it happen. Well, I must admit, Dr. Stan, I'm doing the same thing, and I'm seeing some things happen right before my eyes that this gentleman told me only weeks ago would take place. And it's exciting to see things happen, even though sometimes we wouldn't like them to happen, yet they're right here at us, Dr. Stan.
Well, certainly we see, as you predicted, that increasingly government is moving into private industry. I saw something the other day about how the Paysar is going to be going to banks that really haven't borrowed any money from the government, and they're going to start setting salaries for the executives. This is madness, or is it part of a plan? Lindsay, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, I know you have new listeners all the time, so let me just briefly say that for 3 years' time, by the providence of God, I had the privilege of being the chaplain to the elite of the world. Now, how a little unknown, insignificant aviation missionary flying out in the bush of Alaska could have ever been invited to live with, sit in the board meetings with, rub shoulders with the people that we hear about in the elitist, but yet very few people ever get to know them. And I think probably the reason that the Lord must have put me into such a position was so that I could do exactly what I'm doing tonight, because this has been nearly 30 years later since I lived with those people, but yet I still stay in touch with some of them. One of them you have talked with personally, because I gave you his phone number one time, and a number of them I still have contact with, have their personal phone numbers, can pick it up anytime I wish to and ask. And the thing is, they are getting to be, what should we say? I don't like to use the word old, because that kind of antiquates and puts you and me, Dr. Stan, where we are. But let's just say that they are getting up in age. And as a result, you know, when a person faces the graveyard, and they know that everybody at one time or another is going to wind up 6 feet under, they begin to think about the future and the fact that they're going to have to face their maker. And I honestly believe that this was the case with this man, because a year and a half ago, nearly 2 years ago now, when he said that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and 3 weeks later, exactly like he said it was going to happen, it took place. But back in those days, he didn't tell me as much as he did this time. So back just days ago, I called him again on the phone, talked with him for the first time in nearly 2 years. He was very kind, very polite, and he begun to tell me what is going to take place. And I'm sitting here watching these things For instance, in Detroit, Michigan, they just had an auction the other day of a number of houses. In fact, there were enough houses to fill up a phone directory. That was the way that the people put it who were there at the auction. And the lowest price that any person could bid on one of these repossessed houses was $500. But, of course, Detroit is in such a mess financially until you can understand...
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lindsay's simply talking about a recent auction in the city of Detroit. Apparently, they had about 9,000 houses repossessed because, of course, they hadn't paid their taxes, and they had a big auction. And they were going to auction the homes off with the lowest price that you could bid was $500. And so what happened in this auction they held just a few days ago?
They were only a few moments into the auction, and the auctioneer was getting no one bidding over $500. So he closed the auction. This shows the financial condition of people, even when something is this cheap. Now, this brings me to what this gentleman had to say. Keep in mind, here is a gentleman that's in his 80s. He was very ill last winter. Nearly died. And the gentleman who has told me so many things over the years, keep in mind why he would say and confess some of these things. So I'm about to give you number one. Within 2 years, he said, you will not recognize America. Now, I can readily understand. Detroit, Michigan, auction, lowest price on the houses, $500, and still people were not bidding over $500, and the auctioneer closed the auction. Now, he said within 2 years you will not recognize America, and I was so amazed at the fact that he continued to use the expression 2 years over and over and over. Then he got around to the point that the elite have altered their timeline. Now, this likewise was something that I had to ask him a number of times about because I wanted to know why they had altered their timeline, and he basically said it in a nutshell. During the last few months of the Bush administration, they created a crisis. Now, there was no such thing as a worldwide collapse. It was not going to take place. They made people believe that it was there. They wanted the American taxpayer to give while Bush was still there to see to it that it could take place, and before another president had an opportunity to be elected, they wanted to see to it that trillions of dollars was made available to the banking community of the world, the banking community of America, the corporations such as General Motors and Chrysler, in order to bail them out, and it had to take place while Bush was still there to see to it and do it, because keep in mind that Bush is Mr. New World Order personified. So they created the site, they created what looked like the crisis that must be taken care of immediately, and in the process of all, they made available trillions of dollars and approximately two and one half trillion of this money actually went to the elite. Now, I would have never known this. There's no way I could have figured this out on my own. And then you remember that Bloomberg News Service demanded of the Congress of the United States of America that they ask the Federal Reserve where approximately $2.5 trillion of this money went to. And when the representative from the Federal Reserve came before Congress, they refused to answer the question as to where it went. So one of the congressmen said, don't you think that the American taxpayer has a right to know where you have given or have loaned out or whatever you've done with it, $2.5 trillion? And they merely stated, no, it would not be to the advantage of the economy and the stock market for us to tell this. And the representatives from the Federal Reserve literally said, no, I am not giving you the information where approximately $2.5 trillion went. Well, I know where it went. I have found out since. It literally was given to the elite. And as a result of the American people not rising up in arms and doing anything about what was done, and the elite were actually amazed. they were amazed to the point that they are laughing at the American taxpayer. You mean, now when our founding fathers, when King George put just a tax on tea, they had a Boston Tea Party, but here the taxpayers of America gave away approximately $2.5 trillion of their money, and nobody has done any more than just pat the hand of the Federal Reserve and say, would you please tell us where it is? So as a result, the elite literally altered their timeline. And they said, okay, nobody's going to rise up. Nobody's going to do anything. We have it made. It's all in our pocket now. So they have basically set a timeline, and let me give a few things that will be taking place in this timeline, and you will watch it on your calendar month after month as it happens. After 2 years, I was told, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything. In other words, you won't be able to rebel against the elite. You'll have not enough money to hardly buy that airline fare to go to a Boston Tea Party in 2 years' time. And they went on to say that the dollar will be dead. Now, at this point, I asked this man the question. I said, what do you mean the dollar will be dead? He said, well, first of all, the nations of the world and the rich people of the world are not showing up at the treasury auctions anymore to buy the T-bills and the bonds that pay the interest on the national debt. So he said the Federal Reserve has stepped in and started buying the treasury T-bills. He said this can't go on. He put it just like that. I was so surprised. He said it in a very moderate tone, and he said this can't go on. He said, you know that this will signal the death of the dollar because nations are getting the message that the dollar is no longer stable. And he said, as a result, within 2 years' time, the dollar will be dead. I was appalled. I was startled. And you need to make preparation for this because it's going to affect your dinner table. And then he went on to say that nearly everyone within 2 years, not everyone, but he said nearly everyone within 2 years will be working for the government. At this point, I had to ask him what he was talking about because I know that after the creation of the Homeland Security, thousands of new people were given government jobs. Then they've created all of these other alphabet agencies, and as a result, so many people have gone to work for the government. If it weren't for that, our economy would have collapsed a long time ago. So I said, what do you mean that people are going to be going to work for the government? Well, I never thought of this. How could, okay, General Motors. General Motors went bankrupt, and the government stepped in and bailed them out. And these people consider that now General Motors, for all practical purposes, the CEO of General Motors is none other than the President of the United States of America. And when General Motors was bailed out by the government, every person who is employed by General Motors is now an employee of the federal government. This could have never happened in a constitutional republic. It had to have happened in what they have changed us into being, which is a democracy. And a democracy is none other than the people. We the people are a republic. A democracy is we the sheeple. And then they bailed out Chrysler Corporation. Every person who works for Chrysler Corporation today is an employee of the federal government. Then it came to my mind because the health care bill had not come before Congress. Now, this was only days ago when this gentleman talked with me, but the health care bill had not come before Congress yet. It's just about now to be voted on, and more than likely will pass. And do you realize that every doctor, every dentist, every nurse, every employee of a hospital in America, after this health care bill is passed, do you realize that every single one of them will be an employee of the government of the United States of America? I've begun to realize what this man was talking about. Then when we got on the subject in our conversation, a little later in the conversation, we got on the subject of banking. And he said, do you realize how many banks are being taken over almost every week by the FDIC? And I said, yes. I said, nearly every weekend, very quietly, and they'll do it spasmodically. They'll do it in the Northwest one weekend, the Southeast the next weekend, the middle of the country the next weekend. They'll get 5 to 10 banks, declare them insolvent, go in and take them over. And then I realized what he was talking about. They're going to narrow it down to 9 banks. There'll be 9 major banks left when they've gotten through.
Well, what did he actually did he actually say 9 banks?
He said it'll be narrowed down to a few banks. This is the way he put it. And I know that the Federal Reserve has indicated it'll be narrowed down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 banks. He said very few banks. And he said those banks, the people who are working for them, because the federal government will keep those banks going. They'll keep on taking over until they've done away with nearly everything except the few they want to be left. And then those few banks, every person who works for them will, at that point, be an employee of the federal government. And then I realized what he said, or was trying to intimate, when he said within 2 years, almost everyone will be working for the federal government. Now, there'll be a few mom-and-pop businesses that will survive, ones that don't have to borrow money. You have a way of getting by. But nearly everything, he said, he didn't say everything. He said nearly everything, people will be working for the federal government. Then I realized his timeline. They, for all practical purposes, are saying, within 2 years' time, you're going to face this unless... And he didn't say unless you've turned it around, but I realize unless we've turned it around within 2 years' time, we'll face these things, Dr. Stan.
Well, he doesn't think that the American people have the gumption or the ability to turn around, does he?
No, he doesn't feel that they do. In fact, the elite are literally laughing at the American public today.
Well, it's about time the American people understood we do have an elite. Control both political parties, Sydney, and make mockery of our electoral process. Well, the question is, do we care enough to expose them, to oppose them, and to strive for freedom? Well, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Mussolini, by Stalin, by the rulers of the world of past years. The name of the game is the control of people and the control of nations. And this is really what the whole thing is about. Even war. War is a matter of a small elite grouping. You stated it in your newsletter so well some while back. In fact, you quoted Major General Smedley Butler. And President Eisenhower said that he wished he was like Smedley Butler. In other words, he admired him so much. And Smedley Butler said, war is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one in which profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. Only a small inside group knows what it is about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the very many. Out of war, few people make huge fortunes. So that brings me to the next statement he made. Now, this one I'm still startled over, and I'm watching it very carefully. You remember, well, let me give you his statement first. He said, in a little over 2 years, there will be war. He made it very plain. In fact, he talked about where he thought it was going to start. Maybe I should say where they have it planned to start. He said what would happen after it starts. Now, in order to give this, I need to go back to something that I said on Dr. Stan's program about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when I had talked with this gentleman and he said the price of crude oil was going from $147 to $50. And one of the things he said back then was, we are not going to have war with Iran right now. Well, at that point, our battleships were there. The Navy, the Air Force, all of our arms were ready. They were on immense alert. And Nellie, and many talk show hosts were saying, looks like we're going to have war with Iran. And after this gentleman said, no, we are not going to have war with Iran, I came on talk shows all across America, and I said, we are not going to have war with Iran. Some talk show hosts talked with me off of the air, and they said, Lindsay, you better be careful. He said, it looks like we're about to get into the middle of war before Bush leaves office. And I said, no, we aren't. They said, you sure? I said, no, I don't want it. Well, we've gone by for nearly 2 years and no war with Iran, so most everybody stopped talking about it. But you are going to have a war in the Middle East. And he let it be known that Iran probably will be involved, and it may center around that very area. And this is when he said that the price of crude oil and the price of gasoline will literally overnight go through the roof. Now, he didn't say how high it was going, but he did say that it will escalate instantaneously almost. because when war starts near the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, you will probably see what we used to predict, and I was predicting this back 2 years ago because I thought it was going there before you told me it wasn't, but you will probably see at that point $8-$10 a gallon of the gas pump literally within days or hours, who knows, and the price of crude oil and the availability of crude oil. We'll see a major shortage at that point. And this will take place after their timeline, which is approximately 2 years. And he said that by 2012, the dollar will be dead. He's made it very plain that war will take place probably after this period of time. And there again, I'm going to stick my neck out. And I know I'm putting it way out now, but based on his prediction, I'm going to say you don't necessarily have to be too concerned about immediate war with Iran. Now, if for some reason Israel should step in and say, we've had enough of you, then, you know, that could change even what the elite have in mind, just like they wanted Mr. McCain, but they didn't get him. Instead, they got Mr. Obama, because they aren't divine, even though sometimes they think they are. So they don't always get what they want, but barring something unforeseen, they don't want war in the Middle East until somewhere around 2 years from now, Dr. Stan.
Well, now, why is that? Is there some sort of a timetable that they're working on?
It seems that, and I couldn't get any more depth out of it. Now, here's one thing encouraging. He said, Lindsay, I want you, Chaplain Williams, he said, I want you to call me back anytime you want to. And I'm going to try to get monthly updates from this gentleman as long as he stays alive, because he's not in good health. And if I can, I will try to tell you how their timeline is developing.
All right, fine. Well, my telephone number is, we'll just sort of hold off and get Lindsay's story out, and then we'll put our number out right here at Radio Liberty. Of course, I always love to hear Kate Smith, as she hits that high note and then holds it, my home, sweet home. And it brings back remembrance of things past. It brings back a time when America was a different world, where America was a Christian nation. America has been a pagan nation. And, of course, it's been said America was great because America is good. But who among you believes America is good today? Let's hope and pray we can regain it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. And before we go on, Lindsay, I want you to go ahead and get out your that telephone number and your tell the people how they can get the DVDs that you prepared that give the background of the things we're talking about.
Well, Dr. Stan, after this conversation with this gentleman, I was so startled that I decided I will not give out any of this information over a radio talk show until I have recorded it. I flew to Kansas City, immediately went in the studio, and prepared three new DVDs. Each one of them is an hour long. One is an hour and 30 minutes long. I go in depth into all of this material, more than just the... All I've done is given you the statements that were made. I go into depth into each statement, into some more of our conversation. In fact, when I went in the studio... the studio owner came out at one point and he said, no, he said, cut. He said, you can't give that in my studio. He said, even us, we would get in trouble if you did. And so we cut one part out. You may notice a little glitch whenever you see it. But anyway, I beg of you, you need to give this material to everybody you can. Now, you can, if you would, our toll-free operators, by the way, they would not work tonight. I tried to get them to. They have worked so hard for so many days, and they've just been deluged. They said, please, have the people call back tomorrow. We want a night's rest tonight. So please call this number, if you will, in the morning. The new toll-free number is 888-799-6111. And for some of you who don't like to talk to an operator, you can go online with a description of each of the DVDs, a picture of the entire package in a beautiful new folder. We have all six of them in now. And you can go to prophecyclub.com. That's www.prophecyclub.com. It's just merely a place that you can read about the DVDs. That is not my website. You can just read about them. Or give a call in the morning to our new toll-free number, 888-799-6111. My DVDs are not copywritten. I beg of you to copy them. Give them out every way you can. It's a six DVD package. All of them are new. No repeats from the past. And oh, by the way, when you call our toll-free number, you will always get an American operator. That's correct. It's out in the middle part of the country. So if you'd like to hear an American voice, please give a number to 888-799-6111. And Dr. Stan, there were two other points that this gentleman touched on that I'd like to at least just mention them. One is, I asked him about gold and silver, and he went into lengthy discourse about this as to how it's their currency. And he said that that it will continue to go up, and will go up quite considerably. And he put it this way. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. And you know, when I saw what was happening in Detroit with the auction of these houses just the other day, I realized you can't depend on real estate. You can't depend on automobiles. You can't depend on your job, because once the government has taken over, they'll do exactly what Mr. Obama did the other day. He said, every corporation that has been bailed out by the United States government, I am demanding that the top executives have a 90% cut in pay. Now, if he can do that to the top executives of General Motors and Chrysler, he can do it to any John Q. public out there working on a 9-to-5 job. Now, he touched on this subject of gold and silver, and I'll repeat again, because if you want something solid, I am not advertising for the gold and silver dealers. I'm merely giving you his statement. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. He touched on another subject that I'm still wondering the depth of, and still need to ask him some questions about. He dealt with the subject of the devil's Messiah. And I've been so fascinated by this ever since the expression was used. And he was not talking about the Antichrist. He wasn't talking about the man of sin that we who believe in the Bible find described in the book of Revelation, but rather he was talking about a system which the elite have used over the years for the perversion of the United States of America, and how that they have carried out their perversion through the schools, through the churches. Now, I go into depth onto this with churches on my DVD, and then what he said they've introduced, they even introduced evolution in the schools so that they could teach the children that they're nothing but evolutionized, human beings, nothing but evolutionized animals. Why shouldn't you act like one? So here comes along all of our Hollywood sex and craze, mad for drugs and everything else. And if humans are nothing but animals, then why shouldn't they act like animals? And they had to take away America's God, which is the foundation on which this country was founded, and the Constitution was written on the basis of the righteousness of the Bible. And in order to pervert America's republic and change it into a democracy and into a control factor, they had to take away America's righteousness. That's exactly what de Tocqueville said when he said America is great because she's good.
Well, now, did this Mr. X actually go into any detail of what they were doing, and was he concerned about the fact that they had destroyed the religious faith of our people?
Well, yes, because they have a God. The elite have a God. But it's not the same God, Dr. Stan, that you and I worship. You'll remember when George Bush used to use the expression, God bless America. And the first thing I would think every time I heard him say that, are you talking about the skull and bones God? Are you talking about the God of the pyramid that's on the back of the dollar? Are you talking about the true and living God of the Bible, which sent his son to die for us on the cross that we might have salvation? No, these people have a God. But the Bible describes it as the prince of the power of this air, the god of this world, better known as Lucifer. This is their god, and as a result, their moral code is what they have basically taken and made the democracy moral code of the United States of America, taking the Bible out of schools, taking the prayer out of schools, taking all religious symbols off of our courthouses that they possibly can. They had to pervert the founding principle of the nation and the Constitution in order to be able to bring about the control factor that they want. The name of the game is control.
Well, now, of course, there's no question this is what they've done, but what did Mr. X tell you? Did he go into any detail? Did he admit that they worship Lucifer, or that they have a different God? I mean, what did he actually say about that? Because that is seminal to any discussion of what's really going on, but how much did he tell you about their effort to destroy our belief in God? And how much did he talk about the elite's certainly adherence and support to the prince of this world?
Well, he merely said that they had to destroy the basic principles of America's God. He did not say, and I'll make this very plain, he did not say that Lucifer is their God, that they're Luciferian. He did not say that, no. And he did not say that they worship the devil. I said that when George Bush said, God bless America, I asked the question in my own spirit, what God was he talking about after all the horrible things he'd done as President of the United States of America? But no, this man did not go into the fact as to who their God is. I don't think he ever would. But he did mention how that the nation has been perverted by Hollywood, and that our morals have been had to be perverted in order for them to be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And he did go into some things about Hollywood. Basically, Hollywood is, the national media is their mouthpiece, and Hollywood is their perversion. And we did talk about the fact of what Hollywood has produced. And then they went, he went into the subject as to the fact that they tell us what they're going to do. And if you'll watch the Hollywood movies, you will see more and more and more Hollywood war movies produced as you get closer and closer and closer to the end of their timeline, because there are some things that they will do in order to tell you in advance what they're going to do. One thing I did learn from them many years ago when I lived with them is the fact that by, according to their moral code, they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. Just like the movie Oil Storm came out before Katrina hit New Orleans. And they will do the same thing now. If you know how to listen to their buzzwords, and Dr. Stan does, because Dr. Stan, you have been so aware of this for so many years, until you are very capable of picking up those buzzwords and telling people on your listening audience, and I have tuned my ear to listening to them too, just like George Bush Sr. saying years ago, a new world order. Most people, many years ago, would have never picked up on what that man was saying. I realized that he was talking about a global society. And today, most everybody knows what he was talking about. But when he first said it, 1,000 points of light, these sort of things, very few people ever picked up on it. Having listened to their buzzwords, I did. Now, listen to their buzzwords for the next 2 years, because you are going to be told through their buzzwords just what their intentions are as they progress through this extended or altered timeline which they have set up. And if they are able to accomplish what they want, and if the American people have not literally risen up and done something about it, they will accomplish their job. And folks, let me say, and from the depth of my heart, please hear this. If the American people have not turned this thing around before they get to the end of their timeline, you and I will have relegated our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren to slavery, to the elite.
Well, now, what about this coming war? You mentioned it's going to be a war. But is this going to be a nuclear war, or could this end up as a nuclear war? Certainly Pakistan has a number of nuclear weapons, and I wouldn't put it past them to turn some of those over to the Iranians. What about the possibility of nuclear war, or did he deal with that? Because this, even though a war would be a horrible thing to contemplate, a nuclear war could result in the destruction of America. And, of course, as many people point out, there's no mention of America in End Times Prophecy. Are we talking about the demise of America as a nation? What about the possibility of a nuclear war?
He said there was going to be war. He did not say nuclear war. He did put it this way. He said, Israel is Iran's enemy, and Iran is Israel's enemy. It led me to believe that this will be a wonderful opportunity for them to get something started. You know, they foment things like this. And once they get it started, he did say this. He said it will spread to the entire world. Now, you're right, Dr. Stan. Most people out there in your audience know that I'm no young guy. I'm kind of like you. I'm up there in years. And I studied the Bible for 50 years. I've been a minister of a church. I was a missionary in Alaska. I have studied the Bible extensively, and nowhere in the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, can I prove, now I can guess at a few places, but nowhere can I prove the existence of the United States of America being a major power in those last days of the book of Revelation. We'll probably be existing somewhere. But whether we are relegated to a second-rate nation or not by that time, I don't have the slightest idea, and I don't know when that time will come. But if they were able to foment a war in the Middle East, possibly with Iran, and he did talk about Iran quite extensively, and if they could foment something over there and it spread to the entire world, first person would get involved would be Russia. And then, of course, naturally, China would get involved. And if China dumped the American dollar, even out of desperation, we would be worthless. I mean, the dollar would literally be worthless overnight. So there's so many things that could take place if they fomented a war to bring about the accomplishment of what they want at the time that they'd like to draw their timeline.
All right, fine. Well, this is really my concern. I'm very, very concerned that the world nuclear war was coming. Well, at least if this gentleman is being forthright with you, we have several years now to work with people and let them understand that they intend to destroy our currency. Now, if they destroy our currency, that means that everything most people have worked for will be lost. This is the tragedy, because you destroy the value of the currency, you impoverish the people. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, paper is what is worth what it's written on. When I mentioned gold and silver and the fact that he said that's the only thing you can rely on, and someone said to me, well, how about silver certificates and gold certificates? I said, paper is worth what it's written on. The elite seem to do nothing but hold the real thing in their hand. And if I were advising someone, I would say, be careful. Paper is worth what it's written on. The only thing you can depend on is the real thing, because they can manipulate markets so easily. And the dollar, of course, is utterly worthless right now. There's no silver in the quarter or the half dollar. They've taken away the copper even out of the penny. We have nothing. They have removed this gradually, like a frog boiling in a pot, to the point that the American people don't even realize they have nothing. And then the Federal Reserve note, it's a $1, $5, $10, $50 bill, it's nothing but a piece of paper and could be declared worthless as of tomorrow morning. The elite place no confidence whatsoever in paper. It's not their money. Their money is gold and silver. They've gotten into it very gradually. Other nations of the world are getting into it also, because they realize that America's dollar can no longer be trusted. So there again, all of these details, you can see them so plainly coming to pass, and you'll be able to watch them now, knowing these things. Now that you know this is what their intention is, you can watch it day after day, week after week, unfold right before your eyes, and hopefully be able to spare your dinner table and your household many heartaches. But greater than that, we positively must take action and do something about stopping the elite and turning this great country of ours back to a constitutional republic. What methods to do it? Dr. Stan, I wish I had a sure way of it happening. You know, maybe this man, being the age he is, maybe somewhere down the line when I'm talking with him, maybe he'll get under such concern that he might suggest something. I don't know. I'm hoping that as I contact him from time to time, that I'll be able to come back and say, here's an answer. Hold that thought,
Lindsay. We'll be back here in just a moment. My guest has been Lindsay Williams.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Just going to have to wait and see what happens. It's going to be fascinating as we watch this next couple of years, and I just hope and pray that the information is correct, that they're going to hold off the attack on Iran, which I believe is planned. I believe everything is following a timeline. I believe there is a master plan with a capital P. Why do I believe that? Because I've read the writings of the spiritual hierarchy, and they talk about the plan. And they tell us, of course, that everything is being planned by what they refer to as the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. And of course, they're really talking about, I think, demonic beings who are dominating and controlling many of the leaders of the world today in both the communist world, the Muslim world, and America, the Western and Western world. So if you haven't read my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, there's a set of three of them. They're available as a suggested gift, I think, of $9.95. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get a case of the books at a special marked reduction and get those books out to others. You can afford, you can sell them, you can give them away. You can use them as gifts. But you can transform people's lives. So if you'd like to get a case of my books at a pre-publication, deep, deep, deep discount, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You did get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, on the Forbidden Secret, on the Financial Armageddon, the Planned Police State, one that has to do with the World Revolution, where you'll see my interview with the ambassador to Cuba, Earl T. Smith, as he talks about how the American State Department intentionally and purposely brought Fidel Castro to power in Cuba, knowing he was a communist. And Chris, that explains why David Rockefeller's daughters are such good friends of Fidel Castro, why Fidel came up and visited the boss, David Rockefeller. And if you doubt those things happened, why we carry David Rockefeller's memoirs. Understand, of course, there he talks about how many people they believe that he and his family are part of a secret cabal that is actually working against the best interests of the United States, and in favor of a new, one new international order. And then he says, of course, that's the charge. I plead guilty. I'm proud of it. And he can say, well, I was part of a new this plan for a new world order. Not I was part of a secret cabal, but he sure should have said that, because, of course, he said, you know, that that's the charge. And, of course, he's been talking about the secret cabal in the previous sentence. Some people said, well, there's just a comma there, and that doesn't mean he's admitting to be part of a secret cabal. It's just this new international order. Read it for yourself, whether he admits it or not. He is part of a secret cabal, working through the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and certainly the Trilateral Commission to bring about world government and enslave the people of the world. And as he says, I think it's page 405 and 406, you know, these people are so critical of us, they never even give us praise for all the wonderful things that are happening throughout the world and the raising of the living standards throughout the world. And he's right. They did raise the living standards of people throughout the world, but they're in the process of actually lowering the living standards here. They know what they're doing. Read the Earth Charter written by David's Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. It's available in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, or if you get anything else, just ask for the Earth Charter. You need to read it, especially point 10A, where they tell you how they're going to redistribute the wealth between nations. That's why we're sending our jobs overseas.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. Thank you for joining us. It is the first hour of the Power Hour, this 29th day of October, 2009. We appreciate your spending time with us and not spending time with Imus or Fox and Friends. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so very much for caring about your world and caring about the real issues that really do affect all of us, and you're going to hear more about that this hour. A lot of things I wish I didn't have to tell you today, but we're going to have to talk about it because we're not going to agendize you. We are going to educate you. And the first thing that I want to talk about is in Wisconsin, there's a new ruling on that case of the farmer who said no to NAIS. We need to spend some time on this. This is a subject that we have covered a lot at the Power Hour. This is basically one of those big civil rights issues that takes away your right to be whatever it is you choose to be. And that's sort of like what, you know, the Declaration of Independence talks about, but no longer. And they are so powerful, they can start predicting or start dictating every single thing that we do and do not do. Well, it's going to stop because people are going to be resisting. They are starting to resist. Japan shoots down a missile in a test off of Hawaii. And we don't need God any longer when it comes to making babies. We'll talk about that. More possible deaths from H1N1 being reported in Sweden. The vaccine situation is out of control in L.A. People are fighting over wanting to get the vaccine. They can't control the people. People got in front of the line that weren't in the appropriate list of people who were supposed to get the vaccine. And now they're getting it, and the people who are supposed to have it aren't getting it. What you're seeing here is creating the chaos, obviously. Now, why is it that they're now saying, gee, we just can't make enough? I got to tell you about this because it's going to affect you in ways you're not going to like. More information on the Northwest Airlines plane. That story continues to absolutely, I think it kind of is really interesting to me from a standpoint of let's watch the mind control happen and let's watch the people buy into it. Where are all the passengers on that plane who said, man, I was 45 minutes late or an hour and a half late. I didn't get to my appointment. I missed my whatever. I missed my other flight. You're not hearing a thing from the passengers. Was there a vacuum? You know, every time they get off of of a cruise ship and they've been sick. Man, we got on that cruise ship and we got sick. Or they get off the plane and, man, I couldn't believe it. They kept us on that plane for 9 hours and we could... No passengers.
Where are all the upset smokers?
Yeah, right. That's true. Did you know there's something called hempcrete? Did you know that you could build with hemp? Yeah. Cool thing. Organ transplant horrors. I want to tell you just a little bit of